I got into a funny conversation with one of my neighbors yesterday. I was walking out of the car, and I was wiping my forehead, and he was wiping his forehead as he was walking down the street. We did the same thing, and we just looked at each other, and we laughed. And then I looked at him and said, hey, and he was about to complain, and I said, I said, don't complain. It's almost February. And he said, you have a point. So I'm not complaining about the heat. I won't dare.
No. Every season has its thing, but you have to be really careful during the hot summer months because you can't, you remember how cold it is in the winter and how no sunshine. That's the problem with winter, no sunshine.
No sunshine.
So we got a lot of it today. And as you mentioned earlier, you were going to get some, another little bit of an implosion with Mother Earth going, okay, we're going to give you a couple rain storms if you want them this weekend, which is going to be great because it's always relief. I know it's even hotter sometimes after it rains, but I feel relieved.
Yeah. I hear you. It's a little bit of a retention and release, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's cool. Exactly. It's cool. I'm cool with it. I'm just happy to have some sunshine, like you said.
Yeah.
So a sunny Friday, heading into a thunderstormy Friday afternoon. Did you do anything interesting yesterday?
Yeah, I did. Oh, boy, did I ever. I had a remote workout with my trainer. I haven't seen him in 3 months. Mm-hmm. I can't move today.
So, it's always worse 2 days after. So tomorrow's going to be even worse.
Yeah, I know. And I will be screaming out his name. I kept telling him to get off my lawn. I was going, get out of my lawn. But it was really, really hot. But we remotely, too, I had to go back into the house. And listen, you want to do good push-ups. I was doing push-ups on the stairs, you know, my feet, of course, on the bottom of the base.
And
the incline. And that was like, everything that I'm doing, it's like legs I'm doing, you know, core I'm doing, but my arms, except for picking up, you know, my granddaughter every once in a while, my arms are like, what is this? So that's what I did yesterday. So that was good.
Good
for you.
Between
3 and 4, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm getting back into it again. I don't care how hot it is. I got to do it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Really, they're starting to do that more.
They're starting to do that more now. Yeah? So that was good.
At least you're doing some activity.
Yeah. What about you?
Yesterday, I hung out with my son. Like he's my dude up the street, right? Yeah, we hung out. I got him this little bike thingy, right? His first little set of wheels.
Yeah.
And, you know, we take it out the box, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, I wonder if he's going to understand what this is. He's never really seen anything like this before. So I take it out of the box, put it on the floor, and then he looks at it. Because of the colors, it's amazing how kids can tell that the things that you present to them are for them. Because it just looks like something really fun. He kind of looks up at it, then he looks at me, then he looks at it, and he goes, hey! I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's yours.
That's yours.
What is it, though? Does he push it? Does he pull it?
I push it. Okay. It has a big handle that I push, and he kind of rests his feet on the pedals. And then when he gets to the certain age, you could switch the pedals to attach to the wheel so that he can then pedal it himself.
How about that?
So it kind of like gets him set up for independence.
So did you go up and down the sidewalk yesterday?
Up and down the street. And every time I'm like, are you Mark? Get set. Go. Hey! He just does it every time.
He's so cute.
It's very fun. So that was yesterday.
And did you do the same thing, Miles, with your training wheels?
I did. Yeah, I did. In a couple of years, I'll be inviting Kofi out for bike rides with me. Just you wait. Yeah.
Yeah, there. He's a quick learner.
Did you ride yesterday, though? I mean, did you? Like, because it's hot.
I did. Yeah, it does get quite hot. Yeah. It really does. I try and wear as little clothing as possible, but you have to. I mean, any kind of just a vest or some small shorts.
It's too much.
It's just even that. It's just so hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot. I cycle home with my backpack after work and I get the sweatiest back. Oh, no.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do.
Like stay hydrated today because anytime you get thirsty, that means you're way past being hydrated. Mm-hmm. So be careful with that. Yeah.
All right.
Fun. I like that. Okay. You know, Jamar, you're like about 6 months ahead of me on toys and things. So I'm writing things down.
Yeah.
What's the next thing?
You'll see.
What's the next thing? Yeah.